This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on budget expectations relating to industrial sector and job creation. The participants are Subimal Bhattacharji, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present her 8th budget and the second budget of Modi 3.0 government on February 1st. To discuss the expectations of the industry from the budget and how budget announcements can create more avenues of employment, I'm now joined by economic analyst Subimal Bhattacharji. Mr. Bhattacharji, welcome to Akashvani's Spotlight program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Mr. Bhattacharji, India remains one of the world's fastest growing economies despite moderating domestic growth, mainly due to global uncertainties. What are the key measures that we can expect from the union budget that would revitalize and boost the economy?
I think there are a lot of expectations every year from the budget, from the industry. And particularly since India is growing for the last few years, even when the global economy is not growing, there are a lot of expectations, there are a lot of aspirations within the country as well as outside to follow the whole economic spectrum very, very closely. So budget remains that point of time when everyone looks to more incentives, looks to more directions about how everything goes from the government's end so that not only the growth is maintained, but it is enhanced and expanded. And the finance minister presenting her 8th budget. So this year, my expectations are that the budget will again focus on manufacturing as well as the infrastructure sector. Now, if you see, preponderantly in the last decade, we have gradually increased our participation in the manufacturing sector, particularly around the electronic industry. The semiconductor industry has been a focus for the last 3 years of the government. And the production-linked incentives to this kind of manufacturing has really boosted the local manufacturing. Now, we are still at the tip of the iceberg. There's a lot of expansion scope for this whole electronic as well as the semiconductor industry. And that is where there would be expectations for a lot of support and expanded production-linked incentive. Then the expectation would be for expanding incentives for the MSMEs, the medium and small enterprises, and startups in the electronic sector, as well as many other ancillary sectors where today information technology, AI, and everything find a place. Investments in infrastructure, particularly in electronics manufacturing clusters, is going to be very, very essential for ensuring efficient production and supply chain management. And of course, every year the expectation remains that, the focus on reforms has to be there so that it gets easier to do business and create more supportive environment for domestic production.
You mentioned, of course, ease of doing business, which is important for any industry to flourish. How can the government, through budget announcements, enhance the ease of doing business apart from the existing measures that are in place?
I think the existing measures give you a lot of answers to the gaps that are still found while implementing the quality policy decisions. For example, you try to make capital available, you try to make single window clearances, but when you still go on the ground, you find that sometimes business people, and particularly small startups and entrepreneurs, find the difficulties. So I think there should be ways and means to be able to give them scope to be guided through when anyone faces difficulty, and keeping everything very transparent, as this government has been doing in terms of providing almost everything on the portals and keeping the ecosystem far much simpler. Of course, tax structures, tax holidays, tax windows, they always remain very, very powerful incentives for people to invest. So I think focus.
And those are the demands that come from the industry almost every year, that regarding tax breaks, regarding tax rationalization, be it GST or other taxes.
Yeah, every year they have an expectation. Many industries and sectors get those benefits, don't get to their expectations. So this is something of a very dynamic nature, and anything that they get their way always benefits them.
We spoke to Ms. Jyoti Vij, Director General FICCI, and Mr. Vinod Kumar, Chairman, Confederation of Indian Industry, for their expectations from the upcoming union budget. Let's listen into that.
The union budget, is being presented in a very challenging global environment, and the budget must continue to focus on strengthening the long-term growth levers, must address the pressing macroeconomic issues related to consumption, investment, and exports growth. Government must consider a review of the current tax structure, a little more rationalization of the rates.
Our expectations as CII and as people from the manufacturing industry, our key priority is economic growth. And the second expectation resultant from that economic growth is jobs growth or growth in employment. And we hope that either a tax relief or a change in the tax slab will give us a momentum to bring economy back on a track of about 6.5 to 7% growth. And similarly, on the employment side, Madam FM had actually announced a slew of some measures last year, which were meant towards employment generation. We hope that this year we will hear more about it so that this dream of actually employing our youth gainfully will be achieved as quickly as possible. Specifically from an electronic manufacturing sector, which I represent, we have already seen the advantages and the benefits of the PLI policy, especially in the case of mobile phone. Electronics has become the second largest export item after oil from India. We do hope that the next phase of this, which is incentive policy for electronic components, will soon be announced in this budget. And then the value addition in even things like mobile phones will increase in India, and that will generate a few million jobs. That is our hope.
Now let's hear the views of some people from Karnataka.
India need to look into manufacturing again for make in India, made for the world. And the whole world is looking at India, what we can do in manufacturing. So any incentive to that extent, it'll help the Indian manufacturer to compete in the world market. And the second one is the job creation. And any incentive or any program to encourage job creation will be helpful.
A key theme across recent budgets has been the need for job creation. In the last budget, the government announced, among other things, incentives to companies offering jobs for first-time employees. Now, what other initiatives can this budget include to promote employment opportunities?
We have about more than 1 crore people entering the labor market annually in this country, or rather the job market. The country's demographic dividend, with over 65% of the population under 35-year-old, is something, you know, that is of great incentive and create more jobs when you have expanding manufacturing capabilities, and of course the service industry, which has by far helped keep the job market momentum going. Now, as of 2024, we have about 7% unemployment rate. Of course, this is a variable figure. The efforts to be able to generate more jobs is of a very high priority of the government. And that's why beyond the government jobs, and at a time when there is a lot of fear about artificial intelligence coming and taking away jobs from many sectors. So, you know, there used to be originally a fear when banks were being computerized that jobs would go. But if you see, the banking sector has itself expanded. Same is the case now with the application of artificial intelligence. So newer jobs, skilling, reskilling, those have to be focused. Those have to be really incentivized. Not necessarily everyone needs to be only running for a job. I think we must find ways and means to be able to generate more entrepreneurs also in their niche areas and all. I think the availability of quality bandwidth and ideas across the country provides incentives to set up small MSME and startups functioning from various nooks and corners of the country.
So this is what Prime Minister Modi has also been emphasizing, that the youth of today should not be only running after jobs. They should be the ones who are creating jobs for others. That has been his focus.
Absolutely. The focus on manufacturing by this government has been very, very important, because if you see, manufacturing contributes to only about 17% to our GDP, significantly lower than many other Asian countries also. And that's where you are, the government's efforts to bring it to a much, much larger level on a state level. And it's showing results also.
Right. Let us now hear the views of people in Goa on expectations from the union budget for industry and job creation.
My name is Mangiri Salilkar, CEO and co-founder of Umang Group and chairman of Asochan Goa IT Committee. So looking ahead in 2025, we can expect that the India government focuses on boosting export-oriented companies and supporting startups which are working on futuristic technologies like data science, AI, ML, and blockchain. There should be enough budget allocated to strengthen India's digital infrastructure, accelerate innovation, and we need to bridge skill gap for Industry 4.0.
Akashvani spoke to some people in Maharashtra on their expectations from the union budget for the industry and job creation.
Hi, this is Deepthi. I think a couple of expectations what IT industry would have in general is digital transformation initiatives. The digital spending has been increased. So we are expecting a 20-30% increase in the digital transformation funding. We need to spend considerable amount in R&D to be a country where is not just doing an outsourcing, but also is a country of innovation.
My name is Rishikesh Kulkarni. We practice in the domain of urban development, building projects and urban infrastructure. Regarding the budget allocation for interesting projects in the upcoming budget, my suggestion is to the central government to allocate a budget for creating a digital services platform which are required for approvals of projects for streamlined and easy urban development.
For our economy to prosper, industry needs more FDI and overseas investment. Now, in addition to the existing policies and measures, what are the expectations of the industry from the union budget in terms of allocations and policies to take steps to facilitate this process further?
The motivation itself for India remaining a viable economic destination as it has been in the last few years after the COVID-19, I think that opportunity is still there. So we all need to fire all our cylinders and get those investors to come and invest. So that would be very, very important to keep the foreign investment coming. I think the semiconductor and the electronic industry itself is an area where a lot of FDIs can still come. They can utilize our premises to be able to build up their whole global supply chain. The manufacturing industry, apart the service industry, has a lot of scope still now. You know, the global capability centers that are now being set up in this country by various top quality companies from across the world, these itself is a great incentive to be able to see that we are also evolving. The country is looking at newer things. You are now expanding to GCC centers also. Yes. Across the country. So this effort to keep India as a destination attractive for foreign investors, that has to be supported with all policy incentives in the budget.
Mr. Bhattacharjee, thank you so much for joining us on this program.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on budget expectations relating to industrial sector and job creation. The participants were Subimal Bhattacharjee, economic analyst, and Anubha Rohatgi, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Spotlight.